Welcome back to Basketball is Religion. This is an emergency podcast. Gonz, Luka Doncic has been traded to the Los Angeles Lakers for Anthony Davis. The full trade is the Dallas Mavericks traded Luka Doncic, Maxi Kleber, and Markieff Morris to the Los Angeles Lakers for Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a 2029 first-round pick from Shams Charania 20 minutes ago. I thought he got hacked. Like, there's no way this happened. Midnight in the East Coast. What's your initial reaction to this trade, Gonz?
First thing I looked at was if you got hacked. Then I checked various different things after Shams broke the news that it's in. And now it's officially on ESPN. I don't know. I'm excited. Davis has been someone that's been injured. He's having a career year. I guess it was the right time to trade him if you were going to trade him. I don't know what we're going to do with our big situation, but there's hope for like the Lakers' future. I mean, the only thing that concerns me now, what is really going on with Luka Doncic's injury? Is he really returning, or is it bad? Is it more than we think?
I haven't seen much about his injury stuff. I'm trying to look around right now as far as like what's wrong with Luka. I can't see anything right now. I'll probably do some more digging later, but yeah, I mean, the Lakers just got off beating the New York Knicks in New York, in Madison Square Garden. Defensively, they turned it up. Max Christie was also included in this trade. So did Dallas see something in Max Christie these last couple weeks and even tonight that was like, okay, we're fine making that trade?
I mean, Max Christie is a role player, and he's going to probably be a decent one at that. I don't see much more for him, but he's young. He has potential. He's an NBA player. He's not someone that's not going to stay in the league. And the Lakers only gave one of their first round picks, correct?
Just one first round pick. Yep.
But I mean, it is Anthony Davis, right? So it's like, I don't know, man, it's exciting. Luka Doncic and freaking LeBron James together. Just what are we going to do about our big situation? I imagine there's more trades to come. There's got to be some other stuff coming in the pipeline. If they can get, even if it's Valanciunas, that's fine. Like whoever you can get at this point. Because now if Luka isn't like hurt for the season and you got him and LeBron and you didn't really lose Rui or Reeves or anyone, oh man, this changes everything.
Max, like, I hate to be that guy, but Max Christie was has been proven to be a really good point of attack defender, which we saw tonight against Brunson. I didn't watch the full game. I was watching the Royal Rumble Heat, but he was doing really well against Brunson. So to lose that sort of guard defender right now, you have Reeves and Luka backcourt. That's like, but defensively, right?
It is. But I mean, I get what you're saying about Max Christie, but it's too early. I mean, yes, he's had a couple of games. He has potential. You could make an argument that he's a good point of attack defender, but I don't think he's proven himself as a point of attack defender just yet. So, I'm just shocked that they chose Kyrie over Luka. But I guess they really felt they needed a big, right? So they went for it, and they got Anthony Davis. My phone.
Okay, let's look at it from Dallas. You're looking at Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis. You're not getting Anthony Davis back until probably the All-Star break. They're sitting at maybe 500, closer to the 7th and 8th seed. Those two guys paired together, PJ Washington's still there. Who else is still there? Pretty much everyone else is still there. The names aren't coming to me, but a Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis pairing, what do you think those two are going to provide to Dallas?
I think it's a much better pairing than Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. And I don't know that Anthony Davis is hurt. He went out with it's an abdominal strain, and all of a sudden he's been out for this long. I think they knew what was going on. Clutch knew what was going on, and that's why he's been out. He's going to come back sooner than you think. Watch. He was in the mix. He had to sign off on this. He's part of Clutch Sports. You know what I mean? It's Clutch controls the Lakers. It's not Pelinka. So he must have for sure signed off on this, and that's why he was in play, which totally makes sense. And I bet Luka's injury probably wasn't that bad either. So this could have been in talks for a while.
Yeah, they said that it went down the Saturday night. Who knows the timeline of this stuff? But if this was in discussions for a while, just they played a good poker hand. Like there was no inkling of this anywhere. Like there's usually like trade rumors, trade mill, like Luka's unhappy, none of that. He's 25 years old. Like he is the future of the Lakers now, right? Like, oh, what are we gonna do without LeBron James? Is Anthony Davis a beta, not an alpha? Well, we have our answer now. You trade the one of the best defensive centers in league history, and now you're trading him for Luka Doncic now. Luka Doncic, we've seen what he's done with Dallas the past several seasons. What type of player are the Lakers getting here?
Well, at the end of the day, you gotta look at the track history with Davis. He's been hurt time after time after time when it matters. So yes, having a valuable, good big is very important, and it's hard to come by in this league. But I think the fact that he's always hurt, you can make a move, you have to make the move. What are you getting with Luka Doncic? A guy that could come, dude, we've seen it. Like in clutch, super clutch player, big shots. When you need a bucket to win the game, which has been the Achilles heel for the Lakers, is when they're in the close games. Sometimes LeBron can't close out or win the game himself. Sometimes it's because he chooses to pass to the open guy. We've seen that lately. It's been because maybe he'll take a shot that he shouldn't have taken. Now with Luka Doncic taking that off his plate, that changes everything. If it's close, you got Luka, who could arguably come back and win the game. The Lakers are losing these close games a lot of times because they don't have that closer. Whether it's Anthony Davis missing free throws again, or something with LeBron, they're double teaming him. He's taking bad shots. And now with Luka, there's really no bad shot. That guy could. I mean, he's one of those guys. Like this, this is great. I'm ecstatic.
No, for sure. Like I thought he got hacked, like you had mentioned earlier. I was like, there's no way. This isn't real. But it's just one of those weird, like maybe one of the craziest trades I've ever seen. Like to come out like at midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock where we're at, just to see it happen. Like someone posted on my Laker chat on Facebook, like, is it real? I'm like, no, there's no, like I had to check what was going on. There's no way it's real. And then yeah, everything is confirmed that it's real. Luka didn't ask for a trade, anything like that. So, like you said, it was all played really close to the vest, and it just got done. It's just shocking, honestly. Like LeBron and Luka together. Like, do you think Luka is gonna be more off ball now, or is LeBron gonna try to be the more off ball player? Because Luka, for as good as he is very ball dominant.
You got a point guard. When was the last time we had a point guard? LeBron's not a point guard. When was the last time we had a point guard? Like a good point guard, an all-star point guard. Nick Van Exel?
Yeah, Nick Van Exel. Yep, yeah. In '98. That's true. We've always had those point guards that are Derek Fisher, like you can go down the Smush Parker, Chucky Atkins, Ramon Sessions, and now we have Luka Doncic, the first 6'9"
Finally,
point guard
a
since
point
like
guard.
Magic
Yes,
Johnson,
it's
right?
so crazy. Like he is Magic Johnson. That's like a tall point guard that can move the ball like he can, but he's could score. Oh man, and you have LeBron, and now you really gotta make a run and win this chip, man. But there's gotta like who are you gonna get for your big? Like who's gonna be the big? Who's
Exactly, right?
you
Because,
don't got
well,
money
I
either.
mean, you could run this theory, right? Like you
You
can
got
just
one for
go
pick to trade.
everyone's 6'9" and below. Like imagine if it's just Dorian Finney-Smith, Rui, and Vando. Can they be a makeshift center lineup with
Well, I mean,
LeBron?
Dorian was on fire tonight. That seems to be a good move as well. But again, they have one more. They got one more first round pick that they can get rid of. And if they got to move an Austin Reeves and that pick to maybe get that point of attack defender or get a big that could be a defender and a rim protector, I think you got to make that move. I hate to see Reeves go, but I mean, I think you have to, because I think that's everyone wants Reeves. Let's not kid ourselves. It's not Rui. It's not Connect. Everyone wants Reeves. You have that first round pick and you got Reeves. I think you make that move again for what you said, because him and Doncic in the backcourt isn't the best defense. But I don't think you want another guard, right? So you get a big that can protect the rim. That's going to help you defensively.
Yeah, dude. Oh, it's just right now, it's like it was very predictable of what we're going to get for Rui or for Gabe. Gabe had actually played pretty well the last few games, so trying to get rid of him, and even Rui played well the last couple of games. Like, oh, do we really want to trade them now? But you really do need that big. Right now, it's crazy. It really is. It broke my brain. In all honesty, I just got finished watching that Laker game and also the Royal Rumble, and it's just like, oh, this happened. Oh my God, it's crazy. I was happy that you were up, that we could talk this through, because this is absolutely. I don't remember a trade that happened like this at midnight. Like, other than like the Durant trade, right? Like, any other trade that comes to mind that's
It's
this
gotta be the
earth-shattering?
biggest trade in the last 3, 4, 5 years. I can't think of anything good.
Like, superstar trades, like, this doesn't
Yeah.
happen anymore. Like, Luka Doncic is the Los Angeles Laker. Like, that maybe would have been when he got a little bit older. It was maybe
But
off
why
out
would
of
you
his
get rid of
prime.
him if you're Dallas? Like, why? That's the only thing that concerns me. What's wrong with him? Why would you get rid of Luka? Maybe that's because we watch Davis every day and we know that he's hurt and not reliable, and everyone across the league sees Davis as one of the what top three bigs in the NBA, maybe arguably defensive player of the year. Okay, I guess it's fair. Maybe they like Kyrie versus Luka. I don't know. Maybe there's stuff in the locker room that was going on, right? I don't know. It's interesting.
Okay, so I have a few tweets here from Tim McMahon, who covers the Dallas Mavericks for ESPN. He has a quote from Mav GM Nico Harrison. "I believe that defense wins championships," he told ESPN regarding his motivation to trade Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis. "I believe that getting an all-defensive center and an all NBA caliber with the defensive mindset gives us a better chance. We're built to win now and in the future." The Mavs had major concerns about moving forward with Luka Doncic due to his constant conditioning issues and looming commitment to another Supermax contract extension this summer. So, lack of defense and also his conditioning, which we have talked about on this podcast for a couple of years now. Luka Doncic is his nickname, right? So, should that be something the Lakers should be concerned about? Or is it like, oh, once he's in LA, he'll come in shape? Or what do you think about those comments
Well, I'll
by
tell
Tim
you what, it
McMahon?
doesn't help being in LA. I will say this though. He's got married. I think he has a baby, a 2-year-old maybe, or a young kid. And life's going to change for him. So I think that the family aspect of it, of him being married with a young child, is going to force him to be more into his craft than anything, right? Versus if you're just with your wife traveling all over the world during the summer or this. Guess what? You got your kid. You're going to be locked down at home. So that's a pro. But the con is it's LA. So if he does want to do something, I don't know his family dynamic. He could do something every night. It's not Dallas. So that's the con. I'm going to hope that, I'm going to take the latter side, that he's going to be focused all in, and maybe this will teach him something. Like, okay, what you said, everyone's going to be reading, and it just literally attacked his work ethic and coming in off season. So if he's a player that we hope he is, if he has a little bit of Mamba in him, he's going to want to prove the naysayers wrong.
Yeah, exactly right. We hope he has that Mamba mentality where he'll come in like, okay, and I'm a Laker now. That's serious business. And he comes in shape, and there's a little bit more pressure here in LA than in Dallas to be the best. So, oh man, it's just threw a wrench into everything. I don't know what's gonna happen. I probably think a little more about it. It's just insane. This whole thing that happened. Oh, I'm probably going to read so much on it because we're also losing Anthony Davis, right? He is one of the top centers in NBA in Laker history for from Wilt to for Wilt to Kareem to Shaq, Pau Gasol, Dwight Howard. Well, not even Dwight Howard, but not Anthony Davis, right? But then you're trading him for Luka Doncic, which seems like a fair trade, right? Like you're training a 31-year-old out, going out of this prime Anthony Davis for a prime Luka Doncic,
And
or just about his to hit his prime. It's a
by
fair
the way,
trade.
how many times have we criticized Anthony Davis for coming back out of shape in the past as well? Like, we've had that conversation on this podcast as well. So there it is.
Right. All right, any lasting shots, Gons, before we close this up
No,
and
man,
post
it's
this?
just crazy. This is all happening. The new Kobe thing on CNN aired today at I don't know if you saw it at 9 p.m. Eastern. It's a whole behind the scenes of his life. So that was really good as well. But no, man, that's it. Crazy stuff.
Cool, man. Thanks for
Yeah.
jumping on with me. It's we'll pod again this upcoming Friday. But yeah, I just had to get
No
this out.
problem.
Thanks, dude.
Later.
Later. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I probably won't be sleeping for a little bit. Like I said, to watch Royal Rumble. Jey Uso won. I thought John Cena was gonna win, but congratulations for them, having a new star. But yeah, man, the Lakers just got off beating New York. Defensively, they look great without Anthony Davis. Maybe that gave them the confidence, like, hey, we could be a good defensive team without Anthony Davis. We could have those three larger point guards or shooting guards, and we don't necessarily need Anthony Davis defensively if you could switch like that. And then you bring in someone like Luka Doncic, who, again, the be not the best defensively, but offensively, maybe he takes some usage from LeBron, so LeBron can play. He could be more active on the defensive end. Man, we're gonna be seeing a lot of different articles. Maybe we pod a little bit earlier. Maybe I pod, just by myself to try and get some of my thoughts out earlier this week. But definitely, we'll jump on with the Gons again next Friday. Hopefully, we'll have some more information about this epic trade that happened in the middle of the night, or not even middle of the night, but midnight East Coast. Crazy how that happens. February 2nd. Maybe it's Groundhog Day. I don't know. It's absolutely, my mind is fried right now. It's absolutely crazy everything that went on. Love the NBA for this sort of stuff, right? All the off court stuff is just as popular as all the on court stuff. You're not going to get this with the NFL or baseball. It's very unique to the NBA. So, man, I again won't be sleeping. I'll be looking at different tweets and everything like that tonight. So, thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. We'll see you next time.